Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's coming off of a long road trip against probably one of the best teams in the country. What positives did you take away from the play of your team last weekend?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, anytime you have the opportunity to play against a program like Clarkson, it's certainly an experience that the players are going to, one, look forward to, and two, they're going to get something out of it. And I was just happy with the way we competed, you know, I thought we went toe-to-toe with them pretty much for 120 minutes. They're an outstanding team, very well coached. But, again, we gave ourselves a chance in both games, and it's always going to be a challenge anytime you go on the road. You add the distance and you know, plane, bus ride, you know, getting there on a Wednesday night around midnight and all those things, you know, to come out of it. Certainly you always want to come out on top, Kelly, no doubt about it. But, you know, we came home from that series with a realization, you know what, we can be a pretty good team, and we are a good team. And, you know, if we play the way we're capable of playing and play, you know, we obviously got to clean some things up. You know, we can go toe-to-toe with anybody.
The last few minutes of that second game were probably the most exciting I've seen in a long time, probably compared to last year's WCHA playoffs against the Gophers. But talk about your team's never-quit attitude.
Yeah, it certainly was exciting. You know, just the reaction on the bench. You know, I know when Kiki put that last one in, I looked up and I saw, you know, it was 3.4 seconds. Like, dang, you know, if we just had a, you know, give us, you know, 10 more seconds, you never know. But you know what? They just kept battling. I mean, that's the trait of this team. You know, we talked about it going into the third period. We were down at the time. I believe it was 4-2, and I said, "Hey, dude, we got to just keep battling here. Just, you know, you're not gonna see a white flag coming up from our group, and just go out and have fun." I said, "It's the last portion of our business trip. We got to go out in the last 20 and do the best we can." And you know, to their credit, they did. They just kept fighting, and even when the score got to 5-2, they just kept going out shift after shift, and they got rewarded at the end.
Well, you finally start WCHA play this weekend, and you're taking on a team like the Gophers, who've always been the perennial favorite. They're predicted number one in the league this year, but they're coming off of a weekend where they had to face a dominant Ohio State team who took 5 out of 6 points. What do you expect out of this year's Gopher squad?
Well, I'm expecting a real ornery group, to be honest with you. You know, they're a good team, Minnesota. You know, no doubt they had some they lost some key players to this being centralized by either Hockey Canada or the USA's team. But, you know, they just reload. They have two of the premier freshmen in the country in Grace Zumwinkel and Olivia Knowles. They were two of the most highly sought after, highly touted recruits out there, and they both go to Minnesota. You know, one's from Minnesota, one's from British Columbia. You know, that's what Minnesota does. They just go out and they select players. And so we know we're playing against a very talented team, a very good hockey team, and you know, unfortunately, a team that's going to, like I said, a little ornery. You know, they're not used to only getting 1 point on a weekend in the WCHA, particularly against an Ohio State team that, you know, they've certainly had their way with over the last number of years. So we're going to have to be on our toes. We're going to have to be ready. We're going to have to be playing our best hockey again to have an opportunity.
What has your team worked on coming into this weekend series?
You know, I think one of the things we saw, particularly Saturday against Clarkson, is our F3 got a little, I don't want to say undisciplined, but we checked down, and the result was we gave up outnumbered situations, whether they were 4-on-2s or 2-on-1s or whatever. And you let talented players come at you, and they have more numbers than you do, you're asking for trouble. And the first four goals that Clarkson scored on Saturday were all on rush goals, and they were all on – one was a power play, granted. But, again, they come in, whether it was a 2-on-1 or a semi-breakaway. You know, those are things we need to clean up, and it's a communication thing. It's a realization, an awareness thing by whether you're a defenseman or you're F3, meaning you're the last forward back. You just got to make smart decisions and not allow teams to come at you 2-on-1, 3-on-2 that way. You know, we'll take 2-on-2s, 3-on-3s, 4-on-4s. But when you start giving up those outnumbers, the 2-on-1s, now you're asking a lot out of your goalies. And, again, against good teams, good players, you know, you're playing with fire. And we certainly saw that against Clarkson. So those are the things we worked on this week, also trying to slow them up in the neutral zone. But at the same time, we want to possess the puck, Kelly. And that's you know, we're going to continually work on that part of the game. We want to possess the puck in the offensive zone and see if we can't, you know, make them defend us.
this weekend, BSU Women's Hockey celebrates its 20th year. What does that mean for you, since you played here with the men's team for RH Bob Peters, who was the key point of starting women's hockey here along with President Jim Benson?
Well, it's just exciting. You know, it's just obviously the history, you know, it's ongoing, and the players today are reaping the benefits of all those players that came here back in 98-99, that first year in a brand new program, and obviously the program has come a long way since then. But to me, it's those players that came here, obviously starting a new program, a lot of them, you know, pretty much taking a chance on something brand new, and to see where it is today, playing in a facility like we're playing, and it's pretty remarkable. And I just hope all those players realize that they're the reason we're enjoying what we have today. But the fact that they took the chance, they came up here, and you know, obviously they had to take some lumps going against some pretty doggone good programs back then. But you know what, we're certainly grateful, and it's just a great opportunity for all the players from the various classes to come back and to spend some time together reminiscing that. You know, like you said, we're certainly the benefactors of what they did.
Well, one of those players that played in the early days is Amber Fricklin, your assistant coach. What does she mean to this program?
Oh, just a tremendous amount to me. She's she does so much behind the scenes that you know, makes my job so much easier. But she's just an outstanding coach, but she's an even better person, and it's the perfect type of a person. She's the type of person you want to have involved in a program, because she's certainly one of the faces of our program. She's out there, you know, not just meeting recruits and parents, but people in the community. I mean, she's big involved. You know, obviously, it was hugely instrumental in getting this alumni weekend going. She's working hard getting a restarting golf fundraiser for all of women's sports at Bemidji State. She's constantly out there trying to raise awareness for women and women's sports and not just hockey. And we're just very fortunate to have her. I know I'm very fortunate she's part of our staff.
Coach, what's it going to take to beat the Gophers here today?
60 minutes, complete hockey. You know what? We got to be on our toes. We've got to pay attention to the details. And you know what? It's just going to be, like I said, you can't have lulls. Every shift's a big one, but you know what? These are games you look forward to. You always remember. So it's also go out there and enjoy it.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.